November 26, 1929. Each act that is done in the divine will is a divine life that one encloses. How the creature enraptures God. I was feeling very afflicted because of the continuous privations of my sweet Jesus. I felt everything missing in me without him. With Jesus, everything is mine, everything belongs to me. It seems to me that I am in the house of Jesus, and he, sweetly, with an admirable gentleness, says to me, "All that is mine is yours. Even more, I do not want you to say to me, 'Your heavens, your sun, your many created things,' but you must say to me, 'Our heavens, our sun, our creation.' In fact, in my divine will you were creating with me, and continuing your life in it. You offered yourself together with me in preserving it. Therefore, my daughter, everything is ours, everything is ours, and if you do not consider what is mine as fully your own, you place yourself at due distance, and you show that you are not one from the celestial family, and that you do not live in the house of your divine Father, and you would break the familiar bond with your Jesus. So, without him I feel myself put out of his family, out of his house, and, oh, what a dismal and sorrowful change I feel in my poor soul. I feel I am without the one who alone can give me life. I experience the true abandonment and what it means to be without Jesus. Oh, how the exile weighs upon me, and I feel, vividly, the extreme need of my celestial fatherland. But while many oppressing thoughts crowded my mind, wounding my little and poor soul and reducing it as if it were in extreme agony, my dear life, my sweet Jesus, rose like sun. The oppressing thoughts fled, and with a sweet tone he told me, "My daughter, courage, do not lose heart too much. Don't you know that you must cover your way in my divine will? And this way is long, and these oppressions of yours, these thoughts that crowd within you, are stops that you make. And even though you do not go out of it, yet the journey you should make is somehow arrested, and your Jesus does not want this moving back. He wants you to walk always, without ever stopping. In fact, you must know that each step you take in my divine will is a divine life that you enclose. So, one step less is one divine life that is not formed. And you deprive our Supreme Being of the glory, of the love, of the happiness and satisfaction that another same life of ours can give us. And if you knew what it means to give us the glory, the love, the happiness of our very life, with the strength of our own will, as the fortunate creature has the great good of living in it, we feel ourselves being enraptured, and her enrapturing strength is such and so great, that we belocate our divine being and we enclose it in the step, in the act, in the little love of the creature, to have our highest contentment of receiving, through her, our life, our glory, and all our goods. Therefore, when you always walk in our will, we feel the sweet enchantment of your enrapturing that you do to us. While when you do not walk, we do not feel the enchantment of your enrapturing, the sweet treading of your steps, and we say, the little daughter of our will is not walking. And therefore we do not feel within ourselves her sweet enrapturing of her acts. And promptly I reprimand you by saying to you, daughter, walk, do not stop. Our fiat is continuous motion, and you must follow it. So, you must know that this is the great difference between one who lives in our divine volition and one who is resigned and, in circumstances, does our divine will, the first one. It is divine lives that she offers to us by means of her acts. The other one, in operating, encloses the effects of our will, and we do not feel within ourselves our very enrapturing strength that enraptures us in her acts, but only the effects. Not the whole of our love, but a small particle of it. Not the source of our happiness, but its mere shadow. And from life to effects there is such difference, just as between life and works. Who can say that a work has all the value that a life of creature can possess? Much less can the divine life formed by the creature in my divine will be compared with her works done outside of it.